We visited some evacuees earlier, and we happened to run into a family in a curry restaurant that had just left Iwaki here in Fukushima Prefecture. Iwaki is right on the edge of the 30-kilometer radius from the nuclear power plant, and people who live between 20 and 30 kilometers away from the number one Fukushima plant have been advised to stay indoors and close their windows and not use any air conditioners. They said they felt very nervous and just decided to get out of town, not believing that it was safe to stay there any longer. They said that they didn't feel that the information they were getting from the government was accurate, and really fear that possibly a meltdown has occurred at one or more of their reactors.
And how founded are their fears that the government may not be telling the truth?
We don't know at this point. And one of the problems is that no one can tell you definitively whether there has been a meltdown. There's absolutely no way to gauge that. There's no camera down there. There's no one who can go and inspect it. And the only way we'll know if there is a meltdown and that all of the casings have been violated would be if there is some sort of massive release of radiation into the atmosphere. So we're at a stage right now where there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. If you talk to industry people, they'll tell you just as concerning, if not more, if we're talking about possibilities of large amounts of radiation being released, really doesn't deal with reactor issues themselves, because those are fairly well protected. Although there is a report that in the number two reactor at the Fukushima number one plant that the containment vessel is damaged, but of greater concern is the spent fuel rod. So we've had explosions in two buildings at the Fukushima number one plant. And then there was the number four reactor, which had been out of service for maintenance when the earthquake hit. And there's been a fire there. Those spent fuel rods at number four, and we also believe that number one and number two reactors have been exposed to the atmosphere. And the fire from the rods at number four, the spent fuel rods, may be responsible for these higher radiation levels that we're starting to see in other parts of Japan today.
And as much uncertainty about the nuclear situation that there is, there must be equal amounts of anxiety. And what are people doing to protect themselves or to take care of themselves, if they can at all?
There's not a lot that people can do. Some people have fled the region. Other people are living in damaged homes, and they're trying to repair their homes. But there's basically, for here in Fukushima and then going north into Miyagi and Iwate prefectures, most businesses have been closed since the earthquake hit. And we've seen dwindling supplies in the convenience stores in this area and farther up north for days now. There's really nothing left on the shelves except for cigarettes and alcohol, and very few restaurants open. And if you're in a place that has electricity and running water, you're very, very lucky.
The government did order residents around the nuclear plant to evacuate the area. How many people are we talking about, and where are they going?
We're talking about a couple hundred thousand people. Evacuation zone extends 20 kilometers around the Fukushima number one nuclear plant and 10 kilometers around the Fukushima number two power plant. And some of these people have gone practically to Tokyo. Some of them are being sent more than 150 kilometers away because all of the shelters are filled up in Fukushima prefecture now. And then add to the fact that we have hundreds of thousands of other people that have been displaced by the earthquake and tsunami. So you've really got this triple tragedy.